treasure is there, and a serpent beside it, since the treasure of gold is not without someone to keep watch.
Okay. Voilà. Here, two verses, one word repeated itself. Repetition in poetry normally is not good. He repeated something without adding to the meaning. The first one was, and it, two words actually will be repeated here. One is the treasure. In Persian is Ganj. What is the treasure to you? You tell me. What is the treasure? I say the treasure. What do you understand? You forgot. Who remembers? Yes?
God.
Pardon me?
Allah.
Why?
Because he's the treasure and he created us to see.
Lovely, correctly. He said, I was the treasure. Hidden treasure. Whenever we talk about hidden treasure, we talk about that breath in me, which is his, which is the hidden treasure, right? Here we have the treasure and something else, the serpent. Do you remember the serpent?
Yes.
Intelligent one? Knowledge. Here he repeated. In the first verse he will say, everything will become clear that in that house there is the jewel or the wheat. Is it the treasure of gold or it's serpent and scorpion? So we understand. Here he's playing with the thing that is it the worthy one or is it the ugly one? Ugly one is intelligence. Lovely one is that breath, that the hidden meaning of us. Okay? Second verse. Again, if it is treasure or there is some serpent beside it, because that's all the story, always a treasure, there is a serpent keeping it. And nobody knows why. Did you ever ask yourself, how come that there is a treasure, always a serpent? Because the treasure is the juice of me, and the serpent is this. They're always here. This is sitting on top of that, isn't it? Intelligence is guarding the secret of the treasure, because believes I am the guardian. Let's say now I'm coming from somewhere, from another planet, and I have a simple question. I'll ask you, excuse me, why are you alive? How are you alive? What are you doing here? What is going on? What do you say? You will say, I'm here, and I have a meaning. I say, what is meaning? Suddenly, you lost your voice because you cannot communicate anymore. What is the meaning? Meaning is something which is in humanity. It's not in animal. Meaning is in we. Meaning is the reason of me being here, right? But nobody? Ask any question, I will refer you to whom? To intelligence. And intelligence will claim that I know the truth. I'm the guardian of the truth. That's why it is always a serpent or a dragon keeping the treasure safe. Safe of what? You tell me. Let's say you are the grandchildren of that serpent. And I say, why your grandpa is doing this? What is he keeping the treasure from?
From being discovered, right?
Right?
Yes.
Okay, you are logical people, and I have a very simple question, please, all of you should answer. A never discovered treasure is what? Is a lost value, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So this serpent of you is doing what? Because the treasure is a treasure when the other side of the coin exists, which is discovery. And we are here to discover, aren't we? He said, I was a hidden treasure and I liked it to be discovered, didn't he? Because without it, the treasure is not treasure, it's a lost stuff. And to be discovered, he created us. Look at us. What are we doing now? We are trying digging for meaning. This is the purpose. This is what it is. So with those double words over there, he's explaining, this is the final point. He will return to the slave now. He made his point that, remember, you are the treasure to be discovered. It's in you, the breath in you. And your intelligence is the serpent, right? Okay, you open your mouth and a clever person will understand. Aha, you're there, yeah. Yes?
Once you've uncovered it, once you've discovered it, though, there is perhaps some reason to not just expose it at that point. There's reason to guard it, because the secret becomes then something that you know about but that you don't just speak of.
You're talking about someone digging up a treasure and dump it somewhere because the moment is not good, right? Isn't that silly? The treasure is discovered. I should enjoy it or eat it again. This is again doing the work of serpent. That's what the logic comes in. Judging it that if they, we know that we dig, but we don't bring out the treasure. We dig, then the treasure decides to come out. Remember that? No. We don't give a lot to what they do. We give a lot to his beautiful kindness that if I try hard, he will give me. And he cannot give little, because in his scale, everything is huge. That's what we are hoping for, right? When the treasure comes out, it will shine.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yes.
Without premeditation, he would speak in such wise as others after 500 premeditations. He would have said that in his inward heart there was a sea, and that the whole sea was pearls of eloquence. The light that shone from every pearl became a criterion for distinguishing between truth and falsehood. Would the light of the criterion distinguish for us truth and falsehood and separate them mote by mote?
Give us a break. Here there was one word used again twice, which is a very critical word. I didn't get it. Criterion or something was the stuff. The stuff is not that. The stuff is Furqan. Furqan, first of all, is the other name for Quran. And it comes from the main word is the difference. And Furqan means dividing something, showing the difference, not the things in common, to explicit in a way. That word is here. Why? Because in a way, in the first one, he will say that these are the things that the form is expressing. It will make you think like this. We know that these are not true. Later we understand that this guy has a very good show off. It will show off in a way that you will believe that there is an ocean in it. Intelligence always pretends that I have the knowledge, which is not the case. The case is, what is the case of intelligence, really? Let's refer to your intelligence and the knowledge.
Just the daily intelligence.
Your intelligence knows some pieces of a broken truth. The truth should break down in little pieces, and you know some of them. That's what the intelligence is all about. Nobody knows all the information we have now. Nobody is capable, no brain is capable of really digesting all this information. And these are the information we're making here. The information of this universe and existence. Yes, you know that this cup exists, right? And you know that there is a cat, there is a dog. Tomorrow they show you another animal, and you say, wow, what is that? But when intelligence is talking, it claims that I have the knowledge, right? That's how it came. That's how it should be. That's how it has been during millennia in the animals. So the show off is here. Here is that he pretends that he never missed the light of what? Here you were cheating. Because there is a word over there which always will be misinterpreted. First of all, the word is Persian, is gohar. The Arabic will be johar. Okay? Is there anyone here who knows what johar means? Johar simply in Persian means ink, which has nothing to do with it. But yes, later. With a lot of explanation. But the plural of Johar is Jawahir. Anybody have seen that movie? Aqiqat Johara. Jawahir means the jewelry. Gohar, Arabic Johar, or Arabized in a way. Johar means, first of all, the worthy stuff, which is diamond, which is blah blah. Yes, in often cases, in that time is pearl. And here is interpreted pearl. And that's completely incorrect. Why? Because let me tell you about Johar. Johar means the worthy stuff, the jewelry, and at the same time, Johar means essence. Arabic, the word for essence is Johar. And here he's talking about form and the essence. That's so obvious. So wherever he will say Gohar, it should be the essence. Having in mind that in Arabic, essence means the worthy stuff, the jewelry. If you go somewhere to steal something, try to steal the jewelry, not the cutlery. That's what Johar means. So he will say, he pretends that the light of the essence is shining from him. The form pretends that every essence is shining through me. The form of this ring will tell you that that white gold inside is shining through this form. So I have that light. The form claims that the goodness of the essence even is being radiated by me. That's what the word means. نور هر گوهر که از اون تابان شدی حق و باطل را از اون فرقان شدی means that the light of every essence.